Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks. And joining us again is our resident psychologist and researcher and just general expert in all things psychological, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
Good morning, Rich.
And, you know,
good morning.
We've had this conversation the last few times about anxiety, and
yes.
And yet I remain anxious that somehow we haven't gotten the answer as to how to not be anxious.
The last piece of the puzzle is about to come up here.
Yeah.
We were working with undoing negative predictions, our worried thoughts about
right.
the future.
Right. Right. I've been working on that.
Take us out of the present, and we were working on getting back into the present. And last week we talked about undoing mind reads, where we think we know what other people are thinking and we have scary thoughts and that mm-hmm. scares us. And then if we can undo those, realize I can't read minds, and then start to either ask them, what are you thinking about me, or, you know, pay attention to what they're actually doing. The third piece is when we get those thoughts clear and get ourselves paying attention to what's actually happening right in front of us in the present. We're not in the future. We're not reading minds. We're right in the present. The last piece is what we call living at the edge of the unknown. And everybody, all human beings, are a little bit antsy at the edge of the unknown.
That makes me nervous even thinking about the phrase.
Yeah. Right. And the key part here is that we want to shift from being anxious there to being curious there. So curiosity shifts our experience from something like anxiety to something like excitement. And I use the analogy of imagine yourself like a cat at the edge of a woods. If you've ever watched cats go into the forest or the woods, right? They listeners, you'll have to imagine me here. I'm doing my best cat imitation, right? I'm putting paw forward and my right paw forward. And I am moving my head side to side, scanning the environment for everything. I'm using all of my senses. And this is what we're aiming for when we get curious, using all of our senses to try to see what's actually right in front of us. Now, if it's a cat, you're going into the woods, it could be a nice, juicy mouse or a mole, or it could be a big dog or a raccoon or
right.
something that will harm you. So you're not thinking, cats don't think, oh, there might be a raccoon out there. They're just scanning for anything and everything. And our world is similar. There could be possibly great things and not so good things, right? So if we just imagine ourselves like a cat and then go looking around with all of our senses and paying attention to what's actually happening with our full curiosity. And we can do it right now if you'd like, Linda. You can see. You shift out of those negative predictions or any other thing and just look at me and Steve and what's happening around us and get really curious. What do you see? What do you hear? And as you do that, if you just get really curious about what's happening right around you, what happens inside? Is it a shift from anxious into something like excitement or energy?
Do you think caution, though, comes into that, too? I mean, it almost seems like as you're proceeding that way, you're feeling like, I need to be cautious. You know, I'm afraid, a little bit afraid to go in.
Well, I would use the word, yeah, I would say yes, Steve. And I would use the word wary.
Okay.
Because there are dogs in the woods.
Right.
Right? Or there might be somebody possible. So you're wary, but you're scanning, collecting as much data as possible, using, again, all of your senses. You're totally open to your sensory experience in the moment. And yes, so you're not, you know, recklessly running headlong.
Right.
You don't see
right.
cats doing that, right?
Right.
Because they're wanting to make sure there's no giant dog right around that bush, right? So, and as you, if you are wary and you're scanning, you, again, I think you'll find if you open up to that curiosity, there's a shift in your experience. If you're anxious, to something like just being aware of your energy, the energy we're born with.
Right. And go ahead, Linda.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we started this, I think, a few shows ago,
yes.
and we've talked about this a couple of times. And we started with the fact that everybody feels, at times, very anxious.
Oh, absolutely.
But do some people have a proclivity to be anxious, maybe over-anxious, all of the time or often.
Yes.
And is there a big difference between the people who sometimes experience that or people who maybe need to seek a little more advice and a little more help?
There's a difference in that the way we're raised can help us to generate the ability to calm ourselves or not.
Right.
So if our parents, for instance, don't have that capacity to manage their own anxiety, they're going to relate to us in a way that doesn't help us to contain our anxiety, to develop that skill. So yes, there are differences. And the way we think about this is that if you practice these skills, this is the living at the edge of the unknown shift from anxiety to excitement, bringing your curiosity, opening up to what's actually happening, bearing in mind you've gotten rid of those negative predictions,
right?
So if you're cautious and you're starting to think, oh, there's a dog out there, you have to undo that. You have to ask yourself, can I predict the future? No. Come back and look at what's actually happening.
Right.
So if you practice those things, you actually do develop new neuronal paths in your brain. And those pathways, you are taking your energy away from the old anxiety-arousing ones and developing new pathways towards scanning, using your senses, coming out of the scary thoughts, and using your primary self, your primary brain that has that skill just to pay attention to your senses.
It sounds very exciting and almost revolutionary, but I'd love to have you come back another time and talk specifically with maybe some tips as to how a person who might be by nature a little bit more jumpy or anxious, how they can actually make that very critical shift.
Well, we're going to talk about centering then, Linda. And centering is a skill, but it's not for just for people who are more, it's for all of us in the boardroom, to the classroom, to the radio interview, centering where we have greater capacity, work on a physical way. Once we've gotten the mental out of the way, work out of the physical way to get ourselves down into our primary information.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we're going to have you back just for that then.
Great.
Okay, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, mm-hmm.